Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
We won't dwell too much on the weather, but let's just go back to it for a minute and see, can we get any hope? So the August Bank Holiday weekend began with four weather warnings. I think we're at the tail end of just one weather warning at this stage. Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster from Met Aaron, joins us now. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Brendan.
Gerry, that was pretty bad weather last night, wasn't it?
It was really bad, especially in terms of rainfall. It was a very, very heavy night's rain, especially over the northern half of the country. For many, for our weather stations over the northern half of the country, there were between 30 and 40 millimetres of rainfall. And the area that got the most rainfall was actually Dublin. Dublin Airport got around 45 millimetres of rainfall, and the Phoenix Park recorded 42 millimetres, which is a very large amount of rainfall over a 6 to 12 hour period. So very, very wet night overall. Thankfully, though, the rain is just limited at the moment to the east coast and will clear away over the next hour or so. And you mentioned actually the Connor Pass. It's actually lovely and sunny on the Connor Pass at this stage as the rain clears away.
This is okay. I still don't want to be driving over it, Gerry, even regardless of conditions. It freaks me out. Listen, the UK Met Office have named this weather, it's a storm Antony, yeah? Is that what we're seeing the tail end of here?
Yeah, the weather that passed over ourselves overnight and is still affecting parts of the south, that is Storm Antony. Now, Storm Antony, in the overall scheme of, it's the first named storm of 2023, and in the overall scheme of storms, it is relatively weak and possibly wouldn't be named if we were in the winter. However, the UK Met Office and ourselves take the impacts, the potential impacts of a weather system into account. And consequently, due to the fact that it is unseasonably windy with very heavy rain, and people are maybe out camping, caravanning, doing all the activities that you expect during the summer, then the impact of this weather system is such that it warranted being named as a storm.
Gotcha. So we take into account context on it. Gerry, can you give us any hope for the rest of the weekend or into next week or the rest of the month or anything?
Well, the rest of the weekend isn't too bad, but it's not completely dry. Once this clears away now to the east, and as I say, it is bright now over the western half of the country, there'll be sunshine and a few showers for the rest of the day. And the strong winds that are still affecting South Munster and South Leinster along the south coast, they'll continue strong for another few hours. So people should be aware of that, but they will gradually ease this afternoon as well. So improving for most places this afternoon. And then tomorrow, Sunday, a bright day, but some showers as well, not completely dry. And for Bank Holiday Monday, that bit more cloudy. We will see rain mainly over the southern half of the country, but the amounts won't be anything near what we had last night. So it's just an ordinary spell of rain. But nonetheless, it's not a completely dry rest of Bank Holiday weekend. So it's only Midland, shall we say, for the Bank Holiday weekend. There is some good news, though, Brendan, for the middle of next week. It does look like Wednesday and Thursday will both be very warm days with temperatures of about 20 to 25 degrees. That's those 2 days. So people should make the most of those because it is going to only be those 2 days and then the temperatures will drop back down again on Friday.
Okay. But you know what? If people get that couple of days, even if they're off for a week or two, no, even a couple of days at this stage, you'll be grateful for. Gerry, can we speak more broadly? There's a report on the front page of the Irish Times today saying that more severe storms may hit Ireland than normal in the fairly short term due to climate change, like in the coming months. And this is to do with the oceans heating up, which will then apparently cause more hurricanes to form. Is that something that you've been aware of, or is that something that you
yes,
agree
this,
is
this the research that's referred to there is research by the Colorado State University and also some figures from the UK Met Office. And basically, what they are saying is that due to the fact, in order for hurricanes to form. Hurricanes form in the South Atlantic, but they require a minimum temperature, sea temperature, of 26 degrees to provide them with enough energy. And because the ocean sea surface temperatures are very, very warm at the moment, then they expect, and there are indications that this may cause a higher number of hurricanes to form. Now, when the hurricanes form, they affect the areas in the South Atlantic because that's where the heat is. But as they move north, they cool down. But some of them then track across the Atlantic towards ourselves and give us Atlantic storms. So consequently, it's a logical conclusion to think that if there's more hurricanes going to form, then the likelihood of some of those coming across to us is increased as well. But it must be said that these predictions all have a high degree of uncertainty with them. And then even if more hurricanes do form, for any specific individual weather system, the track of that system depends on the orientation of the jet stream. So some of them could get diverted up to Iceland, some of them could get diverted down to France, which means that there is a possibility that we may get more. But having said that, there'd still be a good degree of uncertainty with regard to any exact figures on that.
Yeah, yeah. The background to that is I heard somebody saying last night that apparently the sea is holding 90% of the additional, the oceans hold 90% of the additional heat that is coming from global warming, that it impacts the oceans much more than the land.
Yes, indeed it does. And the heat, the oceans have and are a major heat sink, as they call it. It absorbs a significant amount of the energy. So the oceans have had the effect of mitigating the effects of climate change for a long time because they're absorbing quite a lot of heat. But now we're beginning to see that the oceans themselves are heating up significantly so that they won't be able to absorb much more heat without the effect on the oceans itself. And it does have an effect on ocean life and on the ocean plants and on in regard then to ocean heat waves, which then have their own knock-on effects with weather systems, etc.
Okay, so that's another potential tipping point we're looking at there. Okay, Gerry Murphy, Senior Forecaster from Metairn. Thank you very much for that, Gerry.